Hello and welcome to the Decibel Boost podcast, the official music podcast of the website Surreal Resolution. I'm your host, Robert, and wow, I guess we really literally can't ask Sakurai for anything else ever again now, huh? And with me, I have...
Boom.
Or something, I don't know.
And...
Let's see. Oh, okay, there's no new Smallface episode out this week, so I can't think of a reference.
Yeah. You know, it would be in the grand tradition of Smiling Friends seasons to have a Halloween special that's after Halloween, or at the very least nowhere near close. I wonder if this means that they'll also continue the tradition of the season finale being a fucking lie. That it probably won't be a Glep episode.
Yeah.
Or Glep episode, sorry.
Yeah. I don't know what, I thought Hulu or Max fucked up again, but okay, no new episode this week. Yeah. Well.
Yeah, it just, that's what next week is for. Anyway, here we are, episode 414 of this podcast. How's everyone's week been going?
Should I just replay the same thing I've been saying for the last 4 weeks? Because it's just been the same thing over the last 4 weeks, as per usual. Next week will be different, because I am taking the weekend off, because I so very, very, very badly need it. Yeah, I just don't know what's going on anymore. It's just nonstop, constant, line goes up, while everyone else's line of morale goes way down, because life is terrible and everything sucks, and I need this weekend coming up just to do a mental detox, is what I'm trying to say. Yeah. You can tell how tired I am by the fact that I can't string coherent full sentences together still. I can't even go see the fucking Chainsaw Man movie on time because I've been working too hard.
Oh dear.
I'm pissed about that.
Well, I'm sure it'll happen eventually.
Wednesday for sure.
Anyway, Mark, what about you?
Let's see. I mean, it's supposed to be in a coffin like this. So I guess the medicine will take care of that shit during my doctor visit. He's gotten down some, but still, I don't know, sounds as bad as a couple of weeks ago. Although I will say, like, most of this week, especially today, has been very, very low energy, as in, it just seems like, oh god, even when they're like, I don't want to do shit, it's either cloudy, cloudy and damp, and just, nothing, just a whole bunch of nothing going on. It's like, yeah, it's just one of those days where I was like, oh, that ain't there. Oh well, everything looks shitty. I don't know, just do something, I guess.
Yeah, that kind of is a mood recently. Anyway, as for me, well, I did go see the Chainsaw Man movie, and I'll probably have some longer thoughts on it elsewhere later, but for now, absolute fucking cinema, people. That is all that needs to be said. Also, once again, King of the Hill binge. I'm now about halfway through season 10. The last two seasons are weirdly short, I noticed. Like, there's like a season and a half episodes between them from like previous runs. Did something happen?
The runs got shorter because, scheduling, I guess, I don't know, it's just one of those things that happens. Remember that this was airing at 7:30 after football, which meant constant preemptions most of the time. Also from, like, the World Series and other events and happenings going on.
Yeah, I guess I would explain, like, because it looks like they started November, like, season 10, I think, started on a November, but it basically skipped, like, 7 weeks worth of episodes up until the new year.
Actually, it started in September for two episodes, November for two episodes, December for two episodes, one episode in late January, and then March onward. So probably scheduling issues.
Maybe I'm thinking of season 9, that, or maybe I just read it wrong. Either way, I'm still enjoying the watch.
Yeah, season 9 was what, season 9 started in November.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking of. And yeah, speaking of schedule stuff, I could tell because there is some continuity oddities. Because how is it that Peggy is working a newspaper job in season 9, but she gets a newspaper job in season 10? I see we are doing this shit. I do not like it when TV shows do that shit.
Oh, I can tell you why. Production codes. An episode was punted from the previous season to air in the next season. I think I can tell you that there may have been some inner scheduling issues going on with the show, because the production schedule, it's kind of all over the place now.
I can see.
Yeah, I kind of hate it when worked a third episode from a season that should have been meant for the first season. As I feel about the second season of My Wife and Kids, it's like you put an episode from season 1. You know, the season where, oh look, that's a different Claire. What the fuck were you thinking?
The good news here is that in the back end of season 10 is where things start to get back on production schedule, just by going through all the production codes here.
Yeah, looking forward to that. Also, Dale's crash out at Bill joining the men's choir was A+. Also, I'm going to just say it. Big Mountain Fudge Cake is just Danzig. Although, I would listen to some more Big Mountain Fudge Cake. Mm. Anyway, that's about it for that. So now we can move on to the usual weekly business. Starting, of course, with the New Sun Discussion 4. The past week. As always, there'll be a playlist down in the description, so you can follow along with us, mark your calendars for new albums, new tunes for your playlist, all that fun jazz. But now we must start off with not jazz. We are starting off with More Health. Once again, December 11th, release date for Conflict DLC. Will any of the blogs wait to hear that album before making a judgment on the year-end list? Probably not, but we're different with that. We're more thorough. So anyway, we have the latest single here called Thought Leader, and compared to the absolute banger of the prior single, this one is slower and far moodier. The persistent, breathy hiss of the percussion, the relatively subtle guitar leads and chords in the mix, the incredibly moody lyrics about how doomscrolling is bad for your mental health. And of course, we have a very, very somber AF music video that wouldn't be complete without a special appearance by Asuka Langley Soryu. Because would it really be a health music video without an Evangelion reference? It's practically a signature at this point. But yeah, good song.
For as bleak as this track is, it's kind of uplifting in the you're not the only one who feels like this kind of way. Plus, it's more proof that the true calling for people who made Evangelion AMVs in the 2000s is to make an industrial post-metal project. Because that's just the natural order of things. And you cannot doubt me on that. We have evidence that it is true. It's called health.
Yeah. So get to it, people. Anyway, moving on to the next track here. Oh, hey, look at that. We got some new Sampha.
Hey! It has been long. Just 2 years, which is good. There's another Lucy track. This one was a double track, or well, kind of like a long track. It's called Cumulus Echo, and I'm gonna say this wrong. Cumulus / Memory.
Yep.
Which features Romy of the XX. And yeah, it is a long boy. It is like 7 minutes. It's like 7 minutes. I will say like, you know, like the first half that we just had this very like, very, you know, usual R&B sound, which was sad to sing, and I thought, okay, this is which of course sounds nice. And then we get to the latter half. They get to the latter half around the three and a half minute mark, which has more of a, I want to say drum and bass, but not really drum and bass. It's more like a slightly softer, like some electronic sound, which like sort of like okay, so like what he kind of always does. But I thought, okay, this sounds nice. I like the first half more, but the song does nicely.
Fair enough. All right, now moving to the next track here. So after the Superstar collab with Amy Lee and Courtney LaPlante, looks like we got a new single here from Poppy, one that once again smells a little bit fishy, comma Jordan. I mean, are you surprised? Again, metalcore Jack Antonoff. I feel like that's not an exaggeration at this point. Anyway, the track is called Unravel, and so compositionally speaking, generally the rhythms here are riding a kind of 6-8 groove with a heavy amount of synthetic production. The verses mainly have a lot of twinkling keyboard melodies and drum and bass beats, and Poppy's vocals definitely have like a noticeable amount of auto-tune. Not super exaggerated, but just enough to where you kind of have to, you know, just side-eye. I don't know, it hits at a weird tone for me. But anyway, as for the rest of the song, yeah, it does have like this generally more melodious approach. Even when some of the heavier guitar riffing kicks into the chorus, it's still like very soaring and anthemic. Although we do get a decent breakdown near the end. That being said, the momentum of this song is super weird, because like the song cuts off at right about the point where if you're kind of like in the groove of it, you're naturally expecting one last chorus and an outro. So I don't know what the deal is there, if there is like an extra like bit of the song that was just left on the cutting room floor for no reason, but yeah, that's kind of weird. That threw me so off.
Well, I guess I can say I enjoyed it a little bit more, and yeah, I would like to make the joke about I Am Poppy, yes, with Spirit Box and all, but this sounds like it takes a good amount of influence from Spirit Box with its arrangement and melody, just with some production accentuations that may or may not fit in the grand scheme of things, but for what it's worth, as a one-off, it's fine.
Well, we say one-off for now, but who knows if this ends up on, like, her next album, or maybe, like, a deluxe edition of something. Weirder things have happened. But now we move on to the next track here. We have a new one-off here from Megan Thee Stallion that, you guys are never going to believe this, it's about fucking! Well, okay, maybe that's a little bit facetious. Like, the title of the song is called Lover Girl, which, as you can tell, is more of a love song, more than likely inspired by her recent relationship with Klay Thompson, a basketball player who currently serves as shooting guard for the Dallas Mavericks after having played with the Golden State Warriors for 2011 to 2024. You thought I was going to make a sports ball joke here, but I'm better than that. Plus, wow. Even though I don't follow professional basketball, but I did play a bit of basketball back in the day, so I'm a lot softer on it. I save those jokes for anything football related. But anyway, getting into the song itself, main thing you need to know about the beat and the melodies is that it's sampled from the 1997 classic Kissin' You by Total, and damn, good for Klay. Good for
yes.
Klay.
Yes.
Shit, I'm blanking, guys. I need someone to actually say something insightful. If I keep talking, I'm gonna get arrested in horny jail again, and I can't go back. Not after last time.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna say this. You know what? I know people say all things about sex, but it's different this time. It's like basically now you got somebody in their life. It's like, okay, that's nice. And you know what? Everyone feel like, hey, for Meg, it's like, you know, because, you know, like, after all the bullshit she went through almost every day for the past 2 years, it's like, okay, she's thinking about this. It's like, yeah, she's thinking about doing stuff for a man. It's like, oh, okay, that's nice. That's, it's a love song. It's a love song, like, you know, with some pillow talk. Pillow, as they, yeah, you get it.
Okay. I think we're getting too deep into the horny, so I'll try and reel it in. So, Clay Thompson, huh? Honestly, you could do a whole lot worse. He's got plenty of experience with making splashes, if you know what I mean. Which is a basketball reference. And yeah, it is a love song, specifically about the art of eating out, if you know what I mean. And again, good for you. Take notes, DJ Khaled. this might be the single most BET uncut level video we've ever talked about, because good. Sweating like a sinner in church right here. Like, by all means, sex positivity, A-okay. But warn people next time if you're going to wear something see-through, okay? Okay, madam? Thank you.
Good lord, it's like a sauna in here. But now let's move far away from the horny. So, for this next track, Major James Keenan is never one to slow down for too long. I mean, at bare minimum, the man's juggling like three different bands at any given time. It seems as of late, his current priorities are more with Pucifer than anything else, as they've actually announced their newest studio album for February 6th, 2026. The title is Normal Isn't, whatever that means. And we have the newest single for the band here called Self-Evident. Now, lyrically speaking, the song can be best described as, tell us how you really feel. As it's basically just 4 minutes of Maynard calling some unspecified individual a dumbass piece of bunghole garbage shit for like 4 minutes straight. It's like a slightly proggier version of Caught in a Mosh by Anthrax. Yeah, did I mention the word bunghole comes up in this? Never thought I'd hear that word outside of a Beavis and Butthead episode. But anyway, compositionally, a lot of the song has some pretty straightforward... It's mainly a pretty straightforward set of drums with maybe the occasional slight change in the overall rhythm. Some straightforward guitars and bass that kind of poke their way through the mix. And a lot of... Personally speaking, if you're asking me, the best part of the song compositionally is the vocal interplay between Maynard and Karina Round, who does some really phenomenal sounding vocal harmonies on this. That being said, the mixing here and the production could use some work. Mainly the guitars. They just sound supremely thin to a fault here. Like, let me put it like this. When you have those really nice grooving bass tones in the mix and the guitars just sound like thinner than paper, I'm not really the biggest fan of that, to be honest.
Well, it's different. That's about as much as I can put into it and as much as I wrote down here. It's got a solid groove and pulse. That's about it. Everything else is sort of in one ear out the other. Not the worst song I've ever heard from this group, but also clearly not the best either. Maynard James Keenan, master of many things. Only one of them is actually really, really good, Tool. The other ones are okay to fine. There's also that winery he does every now and then, which, I mean, I don't drink, so I don't know what that's like.
I don't really drink much wine. Instead, I drink horchata. It's good shit. Y'all should try it sometime. But that does it for that. And now we have, well, three songs, but it's all one guy. Last thing, three songs. So, looks like the band known as Lopatin, Daniel... is back at it again, as if he ever left. I mean, he's always keeping busy, you know, his production credits for the likes of The Weeknd and Young Lean, you know, scoring work for things like the TV series The Curse, and even linking up with Josh Softy again for his upcoming film Marty Supreme. But now, it's time for a brand new studio offering from 106.Never to hit the calendar for next month. That's a weird way of phrasing that. Anyway, so, OPN's newest album, Tranquilizer, is due out November 17th, and as far as the checklist here, we have three songs that were released with that announcement. I say three because apparently a fourth song came out today.
Yeah.
I only just noticed like an hour ago. So that's not here.
Yeah.
We're just talking about these three here. So I feel like it'll be pretty easy to go through them to some extent. So the first track here is called For Residue. And I think these are, yeah, these are like the opening tracks. It opens on this kind of droning, reverberating synth chord, occasionally punctuated with those sort of MIDI harpsichord strings that you hear in a lot of OPM material. Of course, the sounds of nature, like with birds tweeting and these mysterious vocal samples, are also thrown into the mix. As expected, the synth layers build, echo, swell, and quell in the mix, with a lot of
echo.
Along with a lot of these sort of intentionally choppy syncopations and spots. Now, for the second track, Bumpy, it's a similarly ambient track, although it does have a bit more of a consistent pulse. Well, maybe because this is not the wrong word, but you do hear kind of like this rhythm that's like constantly pulsing in the mix. It kind of sounds like the syncopation of like, you know, the sound when you have your turn signals and hazard lights on? Kind of like that, just like warbled a lot further than what you would expect it to be. Of course, you also have a lot of this sort of wind chimes and equally hollow wind blowing as synthesizers, additional bursts of these kind of sci-fi alien soundscapes. And those two tracks kind of feel like they're building up to what I'm assuming is the main feature as far as the singles here, that being the song Life World, because it's the only one that came with a music video, which is just kind of a lot of archival footage in 4x3, possibly drawing from a television news and documentaries, which, funnily enough, is probably a good way to describe the overall feel of this. This sounds like, sort of like, what am I thinking of? The Planet Earth, I think it was the documentary. But yeah, this just sounds like some kind of a really top-tier Discovery Channel documentary with a lot of the expected spacey synths. Not to mention, it's the only one of the singles here with any percussion, as you have this persistent, you know, thumping drums hanging out in the background. Definitely a lot of chopped samples dotting the rhythm. While it's melodiously bright, you do occasionally have these, like, sinister undercurrents with this occasional, like, these sort of subtle, slimy distortions and these little, like, evil laughs. Yeah, like I said, it's very Discovery Channel documentary, or put another way, this is what the inside of the Epcot ball would sound like if I was in charge of the music. And there's a reason why Disney doesn't keep me on the payroll. But yeah, pretty good start. I'm looking forward to whatever weirdness is in store.
Yeah, I guess I'm thinking, I mean, like I'm thinking these tracks, like, I mean, like it's something like, you know, like you should expect from OPM as you know, hearing this stuff. But yeah, this does have some good shit going on. And one thing, I just want to comment. This different cycle. He actually, this is someone's a single that's not the last track, so that's something.
Hey.
And also, this photo of him, on the circle, piece. He looks like if he's being played by that one dude from the Bear, from Jeremy Allen White, dude from the Bear, which most people have said. That's somebody say, make a biopic out of him. Well, you find your actor.
There's an idea.
Yeah. Just the release of the same weekend as Chainsaw Man, you know what happened?
Yeah. Actually, you know, now that I think about it, since I brought up the curse earlier, here's an idea. What if they bring in 100 Tricks Point Never and Jeremy Allen White into season 3 of the rehearsal? Who's playing who? The answer is yes. These are the great mysteries of life. But, yeah, that'll about do it for all the news song discussions for now. But now we have to move on to our one news topic, which is a festival announcement. Technically two, depending on how you count it, but, yeah. So, you might remember from last year that the Sick New World Festival for 2024 just did not happen. They had a whole ass lineup, fucking, like, Metallica and Linkin Park were supposed to headline, but that was canceled due to unforeseen circumstances. Or wait, was that supposed to be this year? I lose track of time.
I think it was this year.
Yeah, so now that, you know, we're way past that point already, we have an actual announcement for next year's Sick New World iteration, and it's actually two dates. Two whole ass dates. First will, of course, be the usual Las Vegas date, April 25th at the Las Vegas. That's just a typo in the article. And then the other date that is scheduled, and apparently this is a different version of the festival, is happening October 24th at the Texas Motor Speedway in Fort Worth, Texas.
Oh, goody. They finally found a good use for that abominable piece of shit speedway. Good for you, guys. Good for you.
I might have to ask my roommate if they have any takes about that for reasons, but let's look at the lineups that we got here. So, first, we, of course, have the main Vegas date for Sick New World. Your big headliners are System of a Down, Korn, and I think those are the two main ones. I actually can't tell from the formatting here. It almost looks like Bring Me the Horizon is supposed to be up there with them. Like in a weird triangle formation, but I could just be misreading that. Do I look like graphic design is my passion? Anyway, filling out the rest of the lineup, we have Ministry. You know, Al, you can just retire.
I don't want to.
There's also AFI, Danny Elfman. Okay. Jesus Christ, Under Oath is still a thing? There's
Festival Money Talks.
Unfortunately. There's the continuing Acid Bath reunion. Evanescence. Nice. She Wants Revenge. Wage War. Fucking Cold Chamber? Seriously? Poison the Well. Nice.
Okay.
Oh, fuck off, Manson.
Oh.
Go away, Brian.
There's POD. KMFDM, Melvins, Terror, Clutch, but will they play the song that's a crab cake recipe? I will always ask this question. Knocked Loose, Arf Arf. Twin Tribes, Health. Glassjaw, a logo that I cannot read.
Fuck.
Scowl, Cypress Hill. Super Heaven, Carpenter Brutes, Speed, Orgy, Failure, Kitty, and Just Like the Movies.
Every damn time.
47 more music videos. I think that's a snot. I can't tell
yes,
if it's a
does.
Ugh. Unfortunately. Bloodywood. Nice. Mastodon. Corrosion of Conformity. Oh god, Norma Jean is still around. Something of Truth. I can't tell what that first word is supposed to be.
Pain of Truth. It's just in the document, in the article. They have all the bands typed out.
Fair enough. Violent Vera, Vows, Sleep Theory, Lords of Acid, Filter, TSS, Speed of Light, End It, Better Lovers, nice, Pigpen, interesting, does that mean Maddie Matheson is cooking backstage? Ego Kill Talent, The Dark, and Chained Saint. So, yeah, that is a lineup for Vegas. Bands here, like, how are you still around?
Yeah.
Fucking orgy and cold chamber. What the fuck?
Oh yeah. Also, the one you missed that you could read, that is a tsunami.
Okay, and that is totally what that says. I do not understand your graphic design, but anyway, it looks like you're sort of getting a lot of the same acts over on the Texas lineup, as far as like headliners. So yeah, again, System of a Down, but this time you also get Deftones and a 40th anniversary set for Slayer's Rain and Blood. So yeah, otherwise a lot of similar acts. I can see some differences, like The Prodigy, for example. Down, still Ministry. But yeah, otherwise pretty much all of it looks like it's, you know, all in the same place, save for a few swap outs at the top.
Oh well, there's also Super Heaven, Death Heaven, Dying Wish, Trial and Vera, Haywire. Who else is here? Oh god, POD, why are you here?
Unfortunately, they're playing Vegas too, so I don't know, maybe the paycheck was double good. God.
There can't be that many people who still wax nostalgic over POD. I refuse to believe that. You cannot convince me otherwise.
I want to not believe that's the case.
Yeah. But, yeah, either way, oh my god, System of a Down headlining Sick New World? I don't believe it. That's only ever happened, like, the last 5 times.
Comedy. But, yeah, there's your lineups for both days. I don't know, I assume some people have to care, unfortunately. But, yeah, so that about does it for the news topics. And that just leaves one more thing before the sign-off proper, that is, the new album releases for the week of October 31st, 2025. Right at the top, we have the newest album from Avatar with Don't Go in the Forest. Why, are they going to make me listen to more Avatar? There is the new collab album between Chet Pyle and guitarist Hayden Pettigo with In the Earth Again. From Primitive Man, we have Observance. From Trivium, we have the new EP Struck Dead, possibly with or without Grayson Nate Krubin or Alex Ruttinger or whatever the fuck. Drummer Watch is weird.
It's so weird nowadays.
Like, there's some other band going through that I never even heard about called, like, fucking Disco Biscuits or whatever. And I only heard about that because apparently part of this involves a fucking diss track written against the drummer. That's how bad this whole drummer situation is getting, folks. There are diss tracks now. What the fuck is next? Is Kendrick going to talk shit about his live drummer? Is he going to end his career too?
Let's hope not.
What if he finds Drake's live drummer and writes a diss track against him too? Just truly cursed ground in this occupation. Kind of makes me think I should pick up a new instrument just so I can have some actual job security. But aside from that, last but certainly not least, we have the newest album from Florence and the Machine with Everybody Scream. Anyway, now it is time to clean house and get the hell out of here. So, Alex, where can they find you on the internet?
The usual places, as per usual, the Discord, other Discords, my other show. Might not be back for a while because one of our guys is in Japan right now for the next 2 weeks, and yeah, just other places whenever I feel like popping in and sharing cool stuff whenever I feel like it.
Cool, cool. Anyway, Mark, what about you?
As usual, I'm at the Blue Sky at Max Hyper Media and on my site, mindthehype1.com. I know I said it before, I'm working on some shit. I'm still doing that. It's just gone slowly because I don't know, my energy's been a little low. But there's some shit coming.
Nice. And as for me, you can find me on Blue Sky, other places at Rob Barracuda. You can email me, robert@superresolution.com, for questions, comments, concerns, and inquiries. Be sure to subscribe to the podcast on Apple Podcasts. New audio-only episodes go up every Wednesday. Be sure to follow the site on Blue Sky at superresolution.bluesky.social. Visit the website, superresolution.com, for written articles, this podcast, podcast M&A, all of that good stuff. And of course, be sure to jump into the Discord link in the description, you know, the site where you find it. So that way you can chat and always be notified whenever new things go up on the site. That'll about do it for this week. We'll of course be back. We'll be back at some point. I'm actually going to be out of town this upcoming weekend, so probably nothing too soon. But we will be back eventually. You can't get rid of us that easily. So thank you for listening. And until next time, tactical retreat!
Vacation!